From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, August 7th. Coming up, we'll learn more about what some people in the Midwest are doing about the lack of tree diversity in their communities. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Abortion rights advocates in Illinois are slamming a federal judge's ruling in a case over crisis pregnancy centers. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Judge Ian Johnston granted a temporary blocking of the law that allows patients to sue the centers for misleading them about abortion care. The lawsuit was brought by conservative law firm the Thomas More Society. They argued the law violates the center's religious freedom of speech. But Lisa Battisford says that's not the issue. She's with Reproductive Transparency Now.
Why is it that these anti-abortion groups, the supporters of crisis pregnancy centers, are so concerned about being prohibited from lying and prohibited from deceiving?
The Illinois Attorney General's office did not respond to requests for comments. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed three measures to support Native Americans. Alex Stegman reports.
Native American history will be required in Illinois schools starting in the 2024 school year. Pritzker says the new law helps recognize how indigenous people were really treated during colonization.
It's up to us to right the wrongs of the past and to chart a new course, one that educates our people so we won't repeat the sins of the past.
Another new law ensures Native American students can wear traditional regalia during graduation ceremonies, but it also applies to any attire associated with any student's protected cultural characteristics. The third streamlines the process for returning remains and cultural artifacts to their rightful Native American nations. I'm Alex Stegman.
Using electronic cigarettes in public spaces is now prohibited in Illinois under a new law. Christina Hamilton from the Illinois Lung Association said inhaling secondhand vapor from e-cigarettes can have negative impacts on health.
Really, the harmful toxins and chemicals like nicotine and volatile organic compounds like benzene, which is found in car exhaust, those types of ingredients really are harmful to health. And we've seen some evidence of that so far, which is why we really pushed for this law.
The law amended the Smoke-Free Illinois Act, which prohibits the use of cigarettes indoors and 15 feet from entrances to public spaces. It will be enforced by local health departments and law enforcement. Violators face fines. The criminal trial of a top aide to former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan starts today at the Dirksen Federal Building in Chicago. Dave McKinney reports.
Former Republican Governor Jim Edgar has a hard time reconciling the Timothy Mapes of today with the trusted, reliable aide to Madigan he knew while in office 25 years ago. Mapes is named in a two-count federal indictment that alleges he lied to a grand jury hearing evidence about a bribery scheme centered on Madigan.
Mapes seemed competent. I thought the speaker must have thought he was competent. He wouldn't have been there. I wouldn't have thought he would have gone up in a trial. Of course, I didn't imagine that most of those people. Some of them I did. But not Madigan and not him.
Mapes' trial that begins today is expected to last for as long as 3 weeks, and Madigan's own bribery and racketeering case goes to trial next April. This is Dave McKinney.
Still to come, we'll learn more about what some people in the Midwest are doing about the lack of tree diversity in their communities. That story coming up next on 217 Today.
For millennia, one species has transformed our planet and determined the future of every other. As Earth's most advanced and at times most destructive species, humankind has an outsized impact on the world and the future of its inhabitants. Join biologist Shane Campbell-Staton as he explores our impact on the planet and every form of life it supports. Friends of WILL can watch this and other great science shows like Nature and Nova with WILL Passport. Find out more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Houses sell for more money in neighborhoods with big, leafy canopies. So pests that can kill many trees quickly can pose real economic dangers. Some Midwestern communities are now helping their arboreal bets. Celia Yopis-Jepson of the Kansas News Service reports.
Imagine 1,700 graceful ash trees, 40 feet tall, lining the streets and public areas of your neighborhood and turning glorious colors each fall. It's what the Winterset area of Lee's Summit looked like, until it didn't. I'm touring it with developer David Gale. Mm-hmm.
So that's where an ash tree would have been.
The trees are gone because of emerald ash borers, beetles from Asia, and Gale regrets ever planting so many of them.
Yeah, that ended up being a major mistake because we did a monoculture of ash trees. So the dumbass developer thought, this is great, ash trees are native.
Are you referring to yourself in that sentence?
Yeah, I've got to be clear, the mistake was mine.
So now variety is the name of the game. In 2021, the Winterset Board finished replacing its ill-fated single-species treescape with lindens, blackgums, oaks, and a variety of other trees.
We need to learn this lesson.
Trees are an investment, and Kim Bomberger with the Kansas Forest Service helps communities diversify their portfolios. Over the decades, landscapers, city planners, and developers across the country went all in for elms or maples or Bradford pears.
I've done inventories where I've gone to roll into a neighborhood, and as far ahead as I could see, it was all pin oaks.
These monocultures are fragile. One pest and they're toast. Dutch elm disease devastated elms. Oak wilt thrives on pin oak.
When we plant a wide diversity of species, we're helping guard against catastrophic loss.
Loss to whatever new pest will arrive next, carried by global trade, and loss to extreme weather. Overland Park is one Kansas City suburb that hears the message loud and clear because nearly a third of its street trees are maples. That's like investing too much in one stock. So last year, the city put the kibosh on adding any more maples along streets and in new developments.
I believe they are correct. There's an insect called the Asian longhorn beetle that's in states in the eastern part of this country. Maple is going to be kind of like candy to this insect.
A major blow to a city canopy has many consequences. Kevin Boyle is an economist who heads the real estate program at Virginia Tech. When he and his wife bought a house in 2016, they set about planting trees.
You know, somebody just mentioned to us the other day, boys, that's really going to increase your property value. And my response was, yeah, you're right. I know from the numbers it will.
Mature canopies help home values, which boost tax bases for cities and schools. So, yeah, cities get nervous when they hear that different pests in different regions are killing off concentrations of pines, hemlocks, walnuts. Boyle has studied some of the hard-hit areas.
When trees are damaged and dying, it reduces the value of properties.
Plus, there's the price of removing and replacing so many trees. That cost Winterset and Lee's Summit nearly $500,000. And it'll take decades to get a mature canopy again. One like this that I saw in Manhattan, Kansas.
I'm walking down just a little residential street. The birds are really singing this morning. Baltimore Oriole chicks right here in the canopy.
To protect our decades-long investments, foresters have one more crucial tip to diversify our portfolios. Plant species from different genuses and families, so they aren't all close relatives with the same potential Achilles heel. Some experts recommend planting dozens of species, including non-native ones. Others say, bad idea. Too many non-native trees usually doesn't create the kind of scene I saw in Manhattan. Flycatchers, wrens, orioles, finches, all serenading a single city block. I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
This story from the Kansas News Service comes to us through Harvest Public Media, a collaboration of public radio stations in the Midwest and Great Plains. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be cloudy with rain likely in the morning and a high of 76 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Alex Degman, Cameron Cuccinello, Dave McKinney, and Celia Yopis-Jepson. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.